accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What Really Happened Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the computer and NSA news again, we are now getting a report that France has reaffirmed that they will deliver those Mistral helicopter carriers to Russia, complying with their contract, despite pressure from the United States. So the rest of the world is really not all hot and bothered to get into this bipolar America good and Russia bad mentality, mostly because the economic globalism that the bankers have worked so hard to create is now working against them, sort of hoisting with their own petard there. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about a new malware that was hitting iPhones and iPad users, absolutely ending this idea that Apple products are somehow more immune to malware than, for example, Windows or Android or Google phones. It's just up until recently there weren't enough users of the Apple products to make it worthwhile to write malware for them. Apple's only statement was to deny that the attack had anything to do with their iCloud service, and to tell everybody to please change the passwords on their Apple account immediately, which is always a good idea to do that on a regular basis. Well, security researchers have confirmed that, yes, indeed, this ransomware is coming through the iCloud account and specifically seems to be going through a feature called Find My iPhone, which you can turn on in settings so that if your phone is misplaced or stolen, it will go into snitch mode and basically say, I am sitting next to this Wi-Fi router, and you can call the police. If you have not turned on the Find My iPhone feature, then you are probably safe from this ransomware. But again, as a general habit, you ought to be changing your passwords, and if it means writing them down on a slip of paper and putting it in your wallet. I had a friend of mine who called in the other day where he changed the password on his computer and then promptly forgot the new password. So we had to sort of hypnotize him and get him to remember what it was. With all the passwords that you're carrying, keeping an Excel spreadsheet or a list in your pocket, in your wallet, someplace where you can get to it in an emergency, I would not use any of those online password saving systems. I mean, come on, you're trying to keep this off the net and you go up to this cloud-based password server and you're just asking for trouble, in my opinion. Probably going to get nasty email from some of those people now. Alrighty, now over in Germany, where they are very indignant over NSA spying on ordinary law-abiding citizens, they were basically looking at a criminal prosecution against the National Security Agency for spying on German citizens. Well, Germany has just dropped the prosecution, probably because the NSA reminded German intelligence that they're doing exactly the same thing. There was a little public blurb about it earlier in the week. And so German intelligence probably said, all right, we got to back off. They got us by the short and curlies. And that is the real danger of this intelligence agency-ocracy. Not even sure. Spookocracy. We'll call it the spookocracy. If they're listening to everybody, if they're spying on everybody, judges,
discovery,
senators, Ribbit. Representatives,
Ribbit. Discovery.
Executives,
Discovery.
Then
Discovery.
They're the true power, because they can go to anybody and say, we have found all your dirty little secrets. We got all the details of just how you became rich and powerful. And you will now do what we tell you to do, or we will make it all public. Remember when Obamacare went up to the United States Supreme Court, it was expected to lose because Chief Justice Roberts, the deciding vote on a split court, was adamantly opposed to it. And then at the last second, he turns around and says, I guess it's legal under the Commerce Clause. Legalized, haha, Obamacare, and then promptly left for a vacation for a week so we wouldn't have to deal with the outraged press. Now, earlier in the week, of course, NBC aired their interview with Edward Snowden. And yesterday on the phone, we were talking about how, you know, Snowden didn't say this and Snowden didn't say that. Well, we don't really know, because what was aired was what NBC decided to air. And we already know that they excised out some of his comments about how all of this NSA spying was already going on at the time of 9/11, and obviously the government wasn't able to stop it, and of course my view is the government didn't want to stop it. But it turns out Edward Snowden was interviewed for a total of 4 hours by NBC, out of which they edited one 60-minute segment. So basically, what NBC aired was only 25% of what Snowden said. And he may have said a lot of other things in those that missing 75% that are even more interesting. And NBC just decided, the American people don't need to hear that. Now then, one of the things Edward Snowden did say on the interview was that he wasn't just a low-level computer analyst, that he had, in fact, received training to be an intelligence asset and had even worked overseas under a fake identity. His cover was a computer expert, which he certainly is, but he was there for intelligence gathering reasons. And of course, this is already being hotly denied by the NSA. And Robert Baer is out there saying, I absolutely know that Edward Snowden was not a spy. Well, how could you know that, Robert? Do you know every spy that works for the United States of America? Because generally those things are kept under wraps and tightly compartmentalized. Which makes this blanket declaration, I know for a fact he's not trained as a spy. It's more nonsense, more lies here. Now, one of the things when Edward Snowden first went public about all this spying, and everybody said, oh, he's a traitor, he should have gone through channels, he should have tried to correct the system from within, and of course Edward Snowden said, yes, he tried to approach the correct authorities and say, look, this is illegal, this is going to get us in trouble. And the NSA has been denying all along that Edward Snowden ever tried to fix the system from within, to make it look like he just got it into his head one day to go on out and blow the whistle. Well, now the NSA has acknowledged that that is not entirely true, and the NSA has released at least one of Snowden's emails after denying it existed all this time. They basically confirmed what Edward Snowden was saying with the NBC interview, that yes, at first, before he went public, at first, he was trying as hard as he could within the NSA, within the system, trying to fix it. And the NSA just had this attitude of, we can do this. We're above the law. We're the National Security Agency. We don't have to obey the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. What do you think this is, a republic or something? Now, for those of you who are using encryption, there's been an interesting development regarding an open source cryptography product called TrueCrypt. And all of a sudden, the TrueCrypt website had a sudden surprise announcement that they are pulling the plug on the project. There will be no more development on TrueCrypt, and this announcement included a warning about unfixed security errors in TrueCrypt, and said, this is not secure. Well, it's not going to take Sherlock Holmes to figure out what's going on. The NSA apparently tried to backdoor TrueCrypt like they backdoored everything else. And TrueCrypt, the people behind TrueCrypt just said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to play that game. We're not going to be out here claiming to have a secure encryption system that we know is deliberately made insecure for the benefit of the NSA. Remember, not too long ago, it was revealed that RSA's security products were backdoored. At this point, assume everything's backdoored. They're into the routers. They're into your operating systems. It's all backdoored. And again, For those of you who are programmers, I have my NSA challenges out there, which contain code snippets with ways to encrypt data that so far have not been broken by anybody. And they're not even all that sophisticated. I'm kind of proud about the latest one. So you can write your own encryption to protect your data. Of course, the government is now taking the idea that the Fifth Amendment doesn't mean you can't refuse to give them your password, especially when you got a rifle pointed at your skull. But again, between the loss of all these tools and shutting down and foreign companies absolutely avoiding American networks and providers, our IT industry is being bankrupted by what the NSA did. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple more notes about things having to do with computers. One of the risks these days of using pirated software is the people who are making it available aren't doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. Okay, and usually when you have a pirated copy of whizbang.whatever, there's something in there that you probably don't want on your machine, and this is proven to be true with this popular game Watch Dogs, which has been cracked, and there are copies of it all over the place. And when you download and install and play the game, it turns out they're turning your machine into a Bitcoin botnet. So they're using your compute cycles to basically run this Bitcoin mining thing, which I think is a crowdsourced public key cracker, I might add. And you really do need to be very, very careful of that sort of things here. If you want the game, if you want the whatever, go ahead and buy it. They're not that expensive. And you are rewarding the people who created that software, as they should be. And right now there's just a lot of very evil, nefarious people out there on the internet, and they're probably all working for the NSA, trying to find new ways to get into your machine. And by the way, all of this is a violation of the Fifth Amendment. Not the part about self-incrimination, but down there at the bottom where it says, private property shall not be taken for government use without just compensation. You've got the NSA using your compute cycles on your computer, or cell phone, or tablet. They're using your bandwidth coming into your home. They're using your router. They're using your space on your hard drive, your memory, for their purposes without compensating you one tiny penny. So it's another reminder that this government has gone completely off the constitutional reservation. Those amendments, that Bill of Rights, was created for very good reason by men who understood that over time government will become abusive. It will become oligarchical. It will become tyrannical. And they were trying to delay it as long as possible. All righty. Now then, apparently, you know, we've been hearing about all these new high-tech gizmos that law enforcement are using to spy on you, again, without warrants. And apparently one of their systems is called Nice Recording Express. This is a voice recording software from a company called Rahanana, which is based in Israel. And it creates these law enforcement systems, which all of these Israeli trainers teaching our police department say, here, you should want to buy this. And now it turns out that this Nice Recording Express has a built-in hardwired backdoor with a hardwired password. And by that, I mean it's burned into the chips. You can't remove it like you can with something that's a backdoor and a piece of software. It's a physical part of the machine, and it means Israel is getting everything that these machines capture when the American police are using them to spy on you. Now, here's a good one. As you probably are aware, all of these large telecom companies are supporting the end of net neutrality on the claim that, well, they're basically private corporations. They're not public utilities, and therefore they should not have to comply with common carrier considerations. But you know what's kind of interesting? There's a very bizarre hypocrisy, because it wasn't all that long ago that Verizon claimed it was a public utility to get special government contracts. So here we are again. We're a public utility for the purpose of getting these lucrative government contracts, but when the government says we have to treat all internet traffic equally, oh, no, no, we're a private corporation here, and we're under no obligation. Just bite themselves on the rear end. Okay, I know a lot of people are very upset and concerned about the so-called smart meters, and a lot of the concern is sort of being focused on the radio waves. Are we suffering from radio wave pollution, molecular resonance? Is it going to be a problem? But it does turn out there is one concern that now has been confirmed, and that is that these new smart meters, which are being installed on your homes, ostensibly so the power company doesn't have to send somebody around to read the meters and annoy your dogs and everything, but it turns out these smart meters are in fact equipped to pull your household wiring looking for any appliances that are also designed to listen in and say, yes, we are here, to monitor what appliances you have on when you have them on. Now, on the plus side, this would allow the power companies to more effectively manage power level distribution to save fuel costs. But obviously, it also gives anybody else who has access to these smart meters the ability to know what you're doing and when you're doing it. When is your TV on? When is your stove on? You know, do you have hydroponic lights in the basement that we need to do a kick down the door raid and make sure that tomatoes are the only thing you're growing in there? And right now, with a government so openly abusive of our civil rights and our right to privacy, I don't care if the smart meter makes our home more efficient for the power company. I'm not willing to accept that as a reason to allow the government to know when I've got my TV on, or what channel it's tuned to, or when I've got the radio on, or when the computers are on. Another obvious aspect to these smart meters is it makes shutting off power for non-payment of bill that much easier. Nobody has to come out and pull the meter and put a lock on there. They just type into the computer, the meter shuts off your power, end of story. So, my goodness, what an ugly, ugly nation the United States has become. Getting on back to ClimateGate and global warming, and we are hearing very alarming rumors that next week the Obama administration is going to try and use an executive order to do an end run around the Congress to impose carbon controls, carbon fees, carbon taxes on the United States. Now, this, of course, greatly exceeds the authority of the president. It certainly violates the origination clause in the Constitution, which says all revenue measures must begin in the House of Representatives. They violated that with TARP, which originated in the Senate. There's a lawsuit already against Obamacare for violating the origination clause, because that, too, originated in the Senate. And now we're hearing that Obama, he's going to wave around this 800-page report saying you're all going to die if you don't pay a carbon tax. And he's going to say, I will save your life by taking more of your money. That's what he's going to be saying. Meanwhile, article out of Stephen Goddard, WordPress.com. The actual raw data is showing there has been no change in Arctic sea ice over the last 19 years. When they have been screaming, the poles are melting, the polar bears are drowning, we're all going to get flooded on the seashore. And then, of course, Al Gore bought himself a beachfront home out in California, which tells you he knew it was nonsense. Now, of course, we're seeing all of the carbon Nazi scientists are out there trying to explain, well, yeah, global warming is real, it's a crisis, but the reason the poles aren't melting is the wave shapes are different from what we anticipated. It is just amazing the extremes they will go to not have to admit that the world has gone into a cooling phase and taxing carbon dioxide isn't going to do a thing about the climate. It's another scam from the government that is the master scammer of all of human history. There's been another appeals court ruling saying that the First Amendment does allow us to take cell phone video of police on duty out in the public. And the cops still keep taking the phones and cameras and whacking people over the head. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to be covering some stories here. Now, as you may be aware, the National Security Agency has been sued by the Electronic Frontier Foundation over this illegal, unconstitutional spying on the American public. Now, remember when this scandal first broke, when Snowden first went out there, and we were being told that all they're saving from the phone calls is the metadata, and that's not technically a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And now they're admitting that, yes, they're recording the audio on phone calls. I'm still waiting for Glenn Greenwald to come out with this list of 2 million Americans the NSA was spying on, and I hope he doesn't, I hope he's not traveling around in small aircraft. Let's just put it that way here. But apparently in a court filings in this EFF case, they're asking the court declare a judgment of adverse interference over the admission by the National Security Agency that they have now destroyed years of records of the NSA spying on the American people. The government has actually admitted to it in recent court filings, saying we cannot provide the requested documents because they were all sent to the shredder, you know, so forth and so on. So there are all this information they collected on you, and now they're just throwing it all away to save their own gluteus maximi. What a hideous waste of money that was. There's an alarming new development over in Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. Now, apparently, Turkey, which sits on the Euphrates River, has been pumping much of that water through pipelines into Syria and Iraq. Well, apparently, the government of Turkey is now concerned because the level of water in Lake Assad has dropped about 6 meters. I'm sorry, that this lake has in Syria has dropped by 6 meters. And what they found out is basically Ankara, Turkey, has shut down or slowed down those water pumps because they need the water. And that is going to seriously complicate the situation in Syria and Iraq, especially with regards to the United States. Now, just for a minute, stop and think about all these trillions of dollars spent on these wars of conquest to control the oil and control the gold and bring the world back to Bretton Woods. Think about all the trillions of dollars created out of thin air to be poured all over Wall Street to save them from that 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. And then stop and think how much could have been accomplished by putting that money into genuine, serious research to solve some of these problems. Now, I understand a patent was just granted for a new type of membrane filter, which is going to make large-scale, cheap desalinization possible. But instead of spending all this money propping up the banks and promoting war, what amazing things could have been accomplished? The problem is that right now in the United States, research programs or experiments in alternative energy are intentionally set up to fail so the oil and gas companies can go on saying, well, alternative energy would be nice, but hey, we can't get it to work, so tank up your car on our gasoline. Or we get these frauds like ethanol-based gasoline, which turned out to be producing more greenhouse gases than regular gasoline and damaged the fuel system on older cars. Because they're all being set up as public relations stunts, not as real, genuine research. Apparently over in Kansas, a former state legislator has pled guilty to defrauding Farmers and Merchants Bank of Colby, Kansas, of more than $465,000, much of which went into his political campaign. Excuse me. Getting pollen here on the wind out here in Oahu. So apparently this was the way this guy operated. He defrauded the bank of almost $500,000, put it into his campaign account, and ran for office. Now, this is a very tragic story, and it just grieves me to see this kind of thing. Apparently, in Palm Beach County, there was a woman, Kimberly Lucas, who is facing murder charges in the death of her former partner's 2-year-old girl. And the woman's excuse for killing the 2-year-old girl was hearing a sermon from Genesis 22, which is where God tells Abraham to sacrifice his son to prove love of God, and then at the last second comes in and saves the kid. And this woman is saying that, you know, she was just doing what the Bible told her to do, but God didn't show up to tell her to stop. That's her excuse for killing the 2-year-old. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. All right, let's see what else is going on here in the local news here. The House of Representatives has apparently voted through their new federal Journalist Shield law. This is basically the implementation of this idea that only journalists working for corporate media organizations getting a paycheck are going to be protected as journalists under the First Amendment. And everybody else, meaning us, the independent media, we're just ordinary citizens, you know, subject to the suppression of our right to free speech and free association. So they're pushing that agenda. Remember we heard Chuck Schumer was out there on video the other day saying the First Amendment needs to be revised. We're going to revise the First Amendment. Freedom of speech is only guaranteed to the corporate press. And everybody else, you know, the government has the right to tell you what to say and what to think. I don't think so. I definitely don't do that. 1 in 6 American men between the ages of 25 to 54 are not working. Unemployment is soaring in Germany and France, according to the latest figures, and there are now fears for Portugal's lost generation, an entire generation that is just not able to accomplish anything economically with their lives here. And it's just a horrible, horrible ongoing situation there. Russia is expressing concern over U.S. plans to increase military aid to the hired mercenaries inside Syria. And just, again, think about that double standard. The U.S. says the Syrian government is killing Syrians, so we have to arm the rebels and overthrow Assad. But over in Ukraine, where the junta is killing the Ukrainian people, oh, no, no, the Ukrainian government is right to do that. We're going to give them more weapons and arms and supplies. There's no consistent thread in America's foreign policy other than, you know, give the weapons to the guys who are going to sell their people into the slavery of private central banking and attack anybody who dares stand up to this global banking cartel. I'm still waiting to see what excuse they're going to come up with to invade Hungary now that Hungary's thrown their central bank out. That's going to be a real tough one. They're hungry. They have weapons of mass destruction. They're enslaving their people. They're ruled by a cruel tyrant. They hate us for our freedoms. They have gas. They have germs. They tear the tags off their couch cushions and they pass gas in the elevators. That's going to be a tough sell. America invade Hungary? Why? I don't think so here. Concerns about a new federal government database that will be used to track every American's credit rating and all of their financial information. Anybody want to tell me what this has to do with national security? And the answer is it doesn't. They're closing the door to take control of your money. Already in Israel, they're talking about forcing a cashless society where everything goes through those plastic cards and the banks get a piece of the action of all commerce. One of the most important freedoms that we won in the American Revolution was the freedom to say no to the bankers. The way this nation was originally set up, you could, if you wanted, live your entire life without ever talking to a bank. You didn't have to put your money in the bank. You didn't have to borrow your money from the bank. We've lost that now. And now there's this big government database that's going to track everything that you do to make sure that they're not missing out on an opportunity to take more tax money from you. Absolute tyranny. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. We may have to take you through the commercial break. What is on your mind?
Oh, Michael, thank you very much for taking my call. I wanted to ask you a quick question. Have you ever heard of an alternative energy source called a zero-point magnetic generator?
I've heard of it. It sounds to me like another perpetual motion device, and I haven't seen any demonstrator that shows that this is a viable concept. And unfortunately, there's a lot of fakery out there. I remember this radio engineer who was saying this radio thing he built was splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen, and look at all that energy. But what he wasn't telling you was far more energy in form of electricity was going into this machine than he was able to get out with the hydrogen and oxygen flame. There's a lot of fakery going on out there.
Okay, I just wondered what your opinion was of it, because I've never seen a true working model that was, I don't know, I want to say more than 20 watts output, and what can you power up with 20 watts?
Well, I want to see a working model, and I want to be sure there's no fakery. Jerry, got to let you go, got to take a break for commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today. We're going to take one more phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? One thing, I got a good reason why the U.S. can invade Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
They got weapons of mass nutrition since they threw out Monsanto.
Yes, that's absolutely right there. Hungary banned GMO. They even went to the extreme step of literally burning every single field where GMO had been planted. They are absolutely dead set. They do not want that pollen in their country.
Well, like I say, weapons of mass nutrition. Oh, I'll let you wrap up your show, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Got a couple more headlines before we get into the wrap-up here. Over at Investment Watch blog, they are reporting that a leak has come out from the European Banking Commission. They are preparing to seize money from all bank accounts on a flat-rate basis, which means if you're doing business with a bank that was doing their job correctly and didn't get exposed in all of these bubbles and everything, you're still going to lose money. They're just going to do a haircut across everybody all across Europe. The EU Commission is going to get into everybody's accounts. CNN is out here assuring us that Big Brother is making our lives better. I mean, that's right out of George Orwell's book. Yes, Big Brother's your friend. He's going to make sure everything is okay. Over at the Bilderberg meeting, Google chairman Eric Schmidt has been seen. All these big power players, and I'm sure they're all being told, you got to find some way to recapture all that online sociability so that people are only getting what we think they should be looking at. Meanwhile, in the wake of this obviously bogus election in Egypt, protests and riots are breaking out all across Egypt, clashes with police. We might actually see yet another Egyptian spring where they're going to kick out Sisi and try and bring Morsi back. And just say once and for all, we, the people of Egypt, will pick our own government. Remember, when we talk about the French Revolution in the history books, it wasn't one occurrence. France went through a handful of revolutions where they got rid of Louis XVI, and the new government came in and immediately started acting like the old government, so they were removed by force and a new group came in. And it wasn't until they got a government which understood their job was to make the French people lives better that stability returned. So we could see bang, 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 bang over there in Egypt here. Apparently there's a police officer in New Jersey who is suing his own police department, saying that he has been passed over for promotions and overtime because of his refusal to target young drivers to meet a traffic ticket quota system. That's kind of interesting here. Investment Watch blog again, James Rickards is saying hyperinflation is coming as it is the only way the U.S. can pay its debt. Well, obviously that is going to hit all of us very, very hard. We're going to be down in Zimbabwe territory with paper notes that say $100 trillion on them. But you know something? It's not really paying the debt. I mean, the debt looks paid on paper with the numbers, but when they're just printing out trillions and trillions of dollars and devaluing the dollar, the people who loaned this country real value to get something done with, they're just getting ink and paper back. I think most other countries already understand this, and I think that's why they're demanding either repayment or compensation or collateralization with the physical gold. We were talking about this yesterday. Everybody's wondering where all the gold in Fort Knox went. Where did the gold in the New York Federal Reserve that belonged to other people, where did it go? And I think in the wake of the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud, what happened is all those foreign banks and governments said, you've got to make good on the losses, and we don't want your ink and paper that is pouring out of those printing presses. You will make good with actual, real, physical gold for the losses that your fraud caused in our nation, or we will make the thing an international public scandal and destroy what remains of the credibility of the American banking system. I think that is where most of the gold went to. So, anyway, of course, we already talked about Jay Carney resigning, and all right, well, let's see. We only got a few minutes left here. I'm going to back off here and basically cover a topic that I've been covering before, but I want you to think about this over the weekend. We are in an age where I think most Americans understand that it is not a unique, shocking event when you find the government has been lying to you. That in point of fact, it is when they tell you the truth that is the unique moment in history. This government has lied to you about everything, whether it's the unemployment numbers, the state of the economy, the rate of inflation, human-caused global warming, the efficacy of vaccines, the harmlessness of GMOs, a little radioactivity is good for you after Fukushima, you know, don't need to worry about eating seafood out of the Gulf of Mexico, and on and on and on. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Oh my goodness, Pearl Harbor was a surprise. And the Israelis shot up the USS Liberty because it was really foggy. How long are you going to go on living with a government that lies to you? Because when you live with a government and the corporate media that lies to you to the extent that these do in the United States, you don't really know what's going on. All you know is the demands being placed on you for more of your money, more of your obedience, more of the lives of your children. And you're being given this total cock and bull story about what they're being sacrificed for. And we know it's a fraud. And they know, we know it's a fraud. That's why they're trying to keep this drone memo classified. That's why the government of Great Britain is refusing to release these communications between George Bush and Tony Blair. They know we're on to them, and they're scared. I understand from reports coming from the Bilderberg meeting that that is the top topic of conversation, that the world is turning away from this rush to large multinational regions and unions and the push toward global government. And even worse, the world is really beginning to see these private central banking families as the authors of so much pain and suffering and hunger and misery and war. And they're turning away from that. And without that private central banking scam, these people can't control you. And that's why they're trying so hard to just put pedal to the metal and go on out and just conquer those few remaining areas of the world that aren't part of their global banking cartel. And the problem is more and more nations are just cutting those computer lines and saying, well, we don't need to use your Bank of International Settlements. We're just fine right now. I don't think Hungary is going to be the last country to kick out their private central bank. I mean, Libya did and got invaded for it. But I think it's going to start happening, because at the point where you have the European private central bank start skimming everybody's bank accounts, that's when it's going to get really, really ugly. And by the way, if you're in Europe, they won't announce ahead of time. They're going to do it like they did in Cyprus. You wake up one morning, your bank balance is reduced, and they say, oh, by the way, last night while you were asleep, we committed a major bank robbery against every single savings account here in our country, because we had to give the money to the banks, because otherwise their little pyramid scheme is going to collapse, and we don't want that to happen until somebody else is in office. So one more time, our common sense advice that we share with everybody who listens to our show and reads to our website: you should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your obligations. Take the rest of it out. Keep it at home, part of it in cash, part of it in physical silver and gold. It is only a matter of time before all the scams and frauds start to fall apart, and physical metals are going to guarantee and preserve your real wealth. Because, again, we're seeing this report where running those printing presses on giant V12 turbocharged engines is the only way the U.S. government can pay off its debt, at least on paper, even though nothing of real value is being used to settle the debt. It is a huge mess. I'm frankly amazed they've kept it together as long as they have. By hook, by crook, by fraud, by lies, propaganda, and deception. But they can't keep it up forever. Be prepared. When it happens, it's going to happen real fast, just like it did when the Soviet Union went away. Or Romania. 2 weeks before the Romanian revolution, walking around, looking, you said, everybody's fine, everybody's happy, everything's just fine. 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. It will happen that fast here in the United States. There's the music. I have to get out of here real quick. We'll be back on Monday. Have yourselves a really good weekend, and aloha, America.